you know, everybody's got an opinion. And like I just saw Garrett Cornell say, yeah, I don't like it when Eric brings in the dude from Dumpster Divers, Kyle. And I don't like it when he brings in Huge. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I understand you have an opinion, but you know what matters the most? I like it when I bring in Huge. So, Bill, welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast.
You can stick it up his ass.
That makes me happy because, Bill, you rarely swear.
Well, you know, because first off, a random guy, I've never met a Garrett I liked, okay? I've never met a Garrett I liked. Never. In my life, I'm 60. I look like I'm 40. I've never met a Garrett I liked. And,
okay,
you know, for him to say that he doesn't want me to come on, does he want you to do tricks with your one-eyed cat? What does he want instead of this?
I don't know. I don't know what these people want. I mean,
well, you know why? There's something, Eric, and it happens with you, and you've been in this business a long time. There are things where the sound of your voice, the beauty of my face, there are things where people just don't like something from the start. You don't like a coworker the first day you meet them. You don't like somebody in your class when you were a kindergartner. There is just some kinetic energy where you don't like somebody or something. But Garrett, you know what? If you don't like this, turn it off right now and come back, because I'm looking at the clickometer, and this is close to a record for a Friday morning, 9 a.m., and I'm not even into my ridiculous predictions, which I'm living with right now, like I'm getting set to go on trial.
All right. I'll get to that in a second, but just so we all know, Sam writes, Zane actually makes me like Huge, and Kate in New Jersey, she loves you. Kyle is saying hello. So, you know, there's plenty of good to go with just one little slice of bad.
And that just means that, you know, Garrett, get the hell out of here.
There you go. Take a walk.
I have learned, finally, after almost 30 years of doing a talk show, that, you know, you can't make everybody happy. You just can't. You can't make everybody happy. And you're that way, where a lot of people adore you, love you, and there's a lot of people that don't like you. But like I've told everybody, that if you know me, you won't hate me as much. You may not totally like me.
Yeah.
But I got to meet you after you were done with the Chuckle Bunch over there at GRD, and you are so true to the core.
Thank you, Ben.
Entertainer. You're great on air. You're so good to your family. You're good to every animal with 1, 2, 3, 4 legs, one eye, one ear, whatever it is. You love animals. And also, you feel real cocky right now, gloating over our bet, but I can take it because I'm a man.
Okay. And that's, I'm going to get to that right after this question. What is on your clothing? Is that stained or is that the way it was made?
Oh, this is the Huge Show thing. It was made by the Addicts people. It's not stained.
Oh, it looks like you dumped a cup of coffee on it.
Hey, I'd like to, before we get going on my picks, I'd like to announce my new, I dumped a bunch of shit on my clothesline that will be available downtown at the secondhand store.
Okay. I've left you alone in terms of the show. I've been mocking you
like just a stew, like some bad stew you're cooking at your militia cabin up in Gaylord.
Yep. And I think the Cincinnati game, that's the one that was stoned out of all these games. That's the one was stone cold the worst, correct?
The Cincinnati game made me lose hope. It did. The Cincinnati, you know, even through 0-5, I'm saying, you know, they were 2 field goals from being 2-3, and they're on pace to make our bet interesting at the end of the year, whether I won it or lost it. And they were even on pace to, all right, I said 9-8. There's an extra game, 17 games this year. But the Cincinnati game showed me that losing is contagious, that all of us as Lions fans, our entire lives, like that game has ruined my whole week. The Lions games have ruined weeks, have taken days and years off my life, because I don't care who the coach is. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who the players are who's in the front office, the Lions find a way to lose more than any team. I'm talking college, pro, you name it, minor leagues. They find a way to lose
right.
and blow it. And now the losing's contagious. So now you're getting Dan Campbell has gone from crying to calling out players. Anthony Lynn, the offensive coordinator, you know, calling out offense. Now you're going to get the split.
Yeah.
We are going to, you know, I wanted to go 100-0 that Stafford would beat the Lions. And don't get me going on Stafford. Oh, I'm not going to do a press conference. I'm not going to do a press conference with Detroit, but I love the people. So he's basically was saying he doesn't like the media, but he appreciates the fans who support.
Oh, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you.
Wouldn't that have been great? You know, and now let's go to NFL Network's coverage of the Matt Stafford press conference. Yeah, before I get going, I just want to say Huge is a big douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you had to pick, if you were a general manager of a football team and you had the makings of a great football team and it looked good, you had all your pieces and you know all you needed was a quarterback and the last two to pick were Jared Goff and Matt Stafford, who would you pick to lead your team?
At this current time, with the way he has played, I will say Matt Stafford. Now, Jared Goff, okay, I know, trust me, dude. Trust me, dude. Hey, you know what? I will tell you that I thought the Lions never could take me places, darker places than ever before in my life, Eric. And this season, I swear to God, it's affected my appetite. It's affected, you know, it's been great for the show on 96.1 The Game, our new flagship station in Grand Rapids, and also 93.5 and 99.1 FM in Detroit, The Roar. But, you know, to me, the way they find ways to mess with the fan base.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the media, but also a Lions fan because I grew up here. It's not like I grew up in Texas and moved here. So I've been through this all my life, you know, watching Barry walk away, Calvin walk away. I mean, my God, you can go down the list. I'm still loyal to them. But now here we are talking about the draft.
Right.
We're talking about, well, because they traded Stafford, Campbell has an extra year. So I'm thinking this is the NFL. This isn't a college program. Oh, we got to clean the culture. You know what? You had a pretty good offense last year. Stafford did ask, and I like how he admitted it this week. He's the one that asked to be traded. You know, the Lions weren't going to dump him. But
right.
They did. So I think that's why Holmes and Campbell and Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com told me this, that they have an extra year compared to most contracts. And it's because they got rid of Stafford and, you know, Sheila Ford Hamp did. So what are you telling me? Like I told Risden last Monday when he was in studio, I said, so are we hoping in 4 years this team is competitive? 4 years? My God, I might be sucking
right.
on prune shakes with Adult Depends out at the Holland Home.
What always gets me is, you know, you see like Kyler Murray and how, you know, that and even when Kansas City and Mahomes, you know, Mahomes had the first year, he was kind of figuring stuff out, but then year two, the team's clicking. Same thing with Kyler Murray. It's that's a relatively quick turnaround. Why is it we've seen so many times teams turn it around and the Lions, it's always like, well, yeah, this is, well, you got to understand at the end of 5 years, 4 years, if you have any players that are good, they're probably going to want to be getting out of Detroit by that point. So, you know, something's off. It always has been. I don't understand why they never get that quick little burst, you know?
You know, even Stafford wasn't a quick burst. Remember, it was
right. He was hurt.
Stafford.
He was hurt.
He started. You know, he had a shoulder. Remember when he played hurt on that NFL Films thing against the Browns? Is that I believe it's management and it's culture, Eric. If you're in a bad work environment, if you're on a bad team, I don't care if it's your buddies and you guys are playing soccer on a, you know, Saturday morning in Jenison, wherever it is. If the culture isn't there, I don't think, you know, one person who's talented can overcome it. And look what's happened with Barry and Calvin. All right. And I don't put Stafford based on his Detroit days in there. And remember, there is one thing that we talked about and everybody talked about with Stafford, that going to L.A., not just the regular season right now and not when they destroy the Lions on Sunday, But come playoff time, what will Matt Stafford do in big games?
Right.
And that could be, you know, I mean, Rams could end up with home field advantage, even though they trail Kyler Murray in Arizona right now. So that's, the Stafford judgment will come in the playoffs. But the question is, okay, you watch Stafford, and let me tell you something, nothing against Kupp or Woods with the Rams, but he had better receivers, Kenny Galladay healthy, Marvin Jones Jr., Calvin Johnson. So the question is, they had that window going back to like 2012 where they had Ndamukong Suh, they had the number two defense, they had Stafford, they had Johnson, they drafted Best, who had to retire early because of concussions, and man, they were close. That was their window in Detroit. But then, like it happens with the Lions, nothing can be sustained. They find ways to lose. They have the worst human luck on earth when it comes to sports.
Right.
And here they are. They're going to be 0-7. You're going to look at the schedule, and pretty much every prognosticator for the April 2022 draft has the Lions with the first to third pick, which means they're going to be anywhere from 0-17 to probably topside miracle 3-14.
Right.
And then you're going to do what? We're going to do what all offseason? Believe that Campbell and Holmes and the assistant coaches, or Goff has one more year at $32 million? My God, how did I go with that guy?
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. It's okay. It's okay. I understand. And
Dr. Zane?
Yeah, I don't want to, I feel like you've been being murdered. So I wanted this to be a safe space for you, Bill Simonson.
Oh,
today. I wanted
you must be on, you must be on new medication.
Is it strange that the three players that, either are Hall of Fame or are talked about in the Hall of Fame have, at one point, either disavowed or had to repair a relationship? Barry Sanders, we know about his history. Calvin Johnson, still pissed off. Matt Stafford is giving messages that I don't like that team. Is that weird to you? I mean, what does that tell us?
It really backs up what I just said the last 5 minutes, that the culture of this team, the expectations of this team. Now, you know, sometimes people will pile on the Fords and say it's on them. And I'm like, well, gosh, I mean, this team had Sue, Stafford, and Calvin Johnson together. And I know they got screwed in Dallas in that playoff game, but they couldn't put it to. And I thought Schwartz, out of all the coaches, as I kind of go back now and I look at, you know, Dan Campbell still has the look of a biker that won a contest at the Amble Inn to be an NFL head coach.
That dude. Yeah. He's getting there, man. You watch.
Look at his red face. Yeah. Look at his red face. Oh, my God. He already has the Lions, what did I get myself into, head coach look.
Yep. We've all seen it. I would love to see a collage of those pictures all the way back to frickin' Monty Clark, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Monty Clark, Dale Rogers, who else?
Wayne Fonts.
Who else? Well, who was the guy from Michigan? He was in his. Remember the guy from
Gary
Michigan?
Gary Moeller. Gary Moeller. If I'm not wrong, Gary Moeller in his interim coaching, I'll have to double check. Gary Moeller might. It was a short window, right, of coaching. He might have the best winning percentage of any Lions head coach ever. It was only did they go Bobby Ross after that, which was a horror. Barry hated him. And I mean, it's just, I don't know where it's going. You know, Dan Campbell's never been a head coach. Brad Holmes never been a GM. I really thought these guys were different because Spillman is up in the front office and they're going to put him in the Lions Ring of Honor, which is kind of like getting probation. But is that Spillman was there, and I really thought this would be different. It's the worst misread on an off season, and maybe part of it is I'm a Lions fan and I'm 60 and I'm blinded by my loyalty. You know, it's like denial, whatever you want to call it. It's the worst misread on golf. It really shows how bad the organization is, and it doesn't matter who the quarterback, coach, or GM is.
It's bad, the organization, but mate, the only thing worse than that is you. That's much worse than their judgment. That's we can all agree with that.
I know, as you said, I'm not going to murder you. I'm not piling on. You've been through enough. I think you've learned your lesson. I go, that is not in the Eric Zane playbook. That is not in the Eric Zane playbook.
For the record, Gary Moeller, 4 wins, 3 losses, best winning percentage in memory, 571. Okay. That's enough about that. Other than our bet, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. You'll be washing the truck in the Speedo, Bill.
Yeah, January, so I'll probably have to fast during December so I don't look like Chris Farley in a van down by the river skit on Saturday Night Live. So,
okay.
Hey, I own up. I've owned my bet with you. I've owned my huge opinion on my Facebook and Twitter pages. I'm not running from it. I've owned it. I've never been more disappointed than the Lions than I am this season. Ever.
It's okay.
And that says a lot.
Yeah, it's okay. And that does say a lot. And I want to end with this because some great things are happening in college football. I don't root for either team, but I really like the fact that Michigan and Michigan State are both performing very well. And no one really expected this type of performance from these two football teams, Bill.
Nope. If you go back to August, it's in August, I'm talking about the Lions and Goff with 9 wins and thinking I'm going to own that bet with you easily. And I said Michigan 8-4, top side was my prediction. And I did say Michigan State would be better than the 4.5 over-under win total on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So but to see both of them at like 6-8 in the country, and State has the bye week, and a week from tomorrow, Spartan Stadium is going to be nuts, and Michigan should take care of business against Northwestern tomorrow at the Big House. It will be the biggest game going in. Can't say the best game because it depends on how the game plays out, but the biggest game going in. Mel Tucker, I don't know if he's going to be here after this year. Will he take the LSU job? Could be offered, $9 million, $10 million bucks a year for that. And Harbaugh, remember, his job was on the line. He needed a big year. I still think there's more pressure on Harbaugh to win that game and to beat Ohio State. Mel Tucker's playing with house money. Harbaugh, remembers, negotiated a split contract, all incentives. The pressure from the Michigan fan has been to beat Ohio State. But considering what's on the line when both should be undefeated, I think all the pressure is on Michigan and Harbaugh in that game.
Yeah, and just the simple fact that he hasn't really beaten a good opponent on the road, a top 25 opponent, I think, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's very one-sided in his years with Michigan. He's been horrible on the road against top 25 opponents.
I think the only one would have been when Minnesota last year in the pandemic year was ranked, but then they were unranked after that game and didn't have a good year.
Wow.
That would be, and then, you know, and the Nebraska-Wisconsin wins are solid for Michigan this year, but, you know, they look bigger in August, just like the Washington game did. What's crazy, Eric, and if there's a Michigan State or Michigan fan watching this, what's crazy is that Michigan is 6 in the country. Should be 7-0 after beating Northwestern tomorrow. State has the bye week tomorrow.
Right.
7-0. And we still aren't sure about either team on how good they are.
Bill, I appreciate the time as always. You're a wonderful friend. And people can check you out, of course, on The Huge Show on 96.1 in West Michigan. And if you go to your website, you can find out what station locally. There's 20 of them, if I'm understanding correctly. So, Where do I go online to see the listing of stations?
Yeah, just go to thehugeshow.net. Also on the iHeart app, just search The Huge Show. Anybody, all your people all across the country can listen on the iHeart app. Just search The Huge Show. It's weekdays at 3 Eastern time. So, Eric, man, congrats on all your success. My best to you and your family, buddy. And then we'll catch up, okay?
Yep, very good. And I'll be board up in the CMU game sometime in the next week or so. So I'll be looking at your huge network computer and looking at all the amazing fun toys and gadgets you have on there.
I wonder how you haven't sabotaged everything. That's right. You know, oh, Bill, I'm really supportive of you. Let's turn this. You know, I am going to, your knowledge of sports, I will, going back to the start of this season, and I don't know now with all your kids, you know, off to college and married and whatever they're doing, and your dogs are sleeping on your couch behind you, that your knowledge of sports has, from the first time we met, my thought was, man, you know, dude sounds good on the radio, but he doesn't know shit about sports. and now I'm telling you, even our conversation here and some of the previous ones, I'm like, Zane is going out. You know what? It'll be cool around the holidays. I got to get you in December. I have to get you in to fill in for a couple days.
Oh, dude,
I have to.
We would kill it. I would love that so much because
will happen. That will happen around the holidays.
I've been following quite a bit. The only thing I need to pay more attention to is the NBA. I've been following hockey. I've been following college football, pro football religiously. I listened to your interview with Tom Izzo the other day as Michigan State.
Awesome?
Yeah, they're not even ranked going into the season. So he's like, you know, I got a feeling we're going to be there at the end. But
oh, my God, Eric Zane dropping. They're not ranked. What's going on here? Oh, my God. he's become mini huge.
I've got What's it, happening? Man. I am ready. I and we work in the same building. I do my little oldie show on 101.3 and anything you need, I can help you in any way possible.
You know, that big 101.3, the 70s, 80s, 90s, I'll be honest, I love that station.
Yeah, it's a lot. They describe it when Dave Taft is the guy who runs the radio station.
Good
I
man.
Said to him, I said, Dave, so I'm voice tracking, and I say that. In fact, if you listen, it says portions of the show have been pre-recorded. It actually says that on the radio now. But so I do it, and then I go, well, what do you want me to do? I go, how would you describe the delivery? And he goes, fun. Just go have fun. I go, well, all right, that's cool. You know, I'll play the Archies and Diana Ross and the Supremes and maybe some Gordon Lightfoot. And yeah, it's a fun radio station.
It is. We got sing-along. It's like a flashback station. I love it. And Eric, you will be filling in come holiday time.
Oh,
I'll make sure I make that happen, okay?
Yeah. You okay? Are you going to put in a good word with Marty Boomer?
He loves my. You know, the one thing I will just give you, just one word of advice. Normally, I don't rip former bosses. I stay away from that. Maybe that's why I've survived 30 years in the business. Yeah. And I just, you know, again, privately, you can say what you want to, but I just one word of advice, Eric, because your forum is pretty big. You reach a lot of people, but I will say there's nobody who can put the gunpowder on the bridge and light the effing match like you.
Now, look, I am not going to, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to put you in a bad position. Okay. I wouldn't do that to you because I've tried this before, and I'm not going to say a name. I wouldn't do that to you. But there have been numerous times when I have gone down that road and I've said, well, yeah, and then I'll actually say someone's name and I'm trying to get you to do something. And so I'll say it and then you'll say something completely foreign and different. You'll go, wow, that was a great lunar eclipse last night. You know, completely change the topic.
You'll go, you know, I remember when I worked for this person over at this group, Town Square, Cumulus. What do you think? I go, do you know that a meteor last night went by Sparta, Michigan at a million miles?
Yeah.
Oh. I've learned, you know what? I don't talk about jobs I had. There's nothing you can do to change it. And, you know, I've been blessed. Like, you know, same with you. Look at us sitting here, dude. You have you're at home. You've built this podcast empire. You're really relaxed, more relaxed than I've seen you ever. You're doing your own thing. You're still connected to radio with iHeart. We're back in the same building. You know, you got a good flow to your podcast. You know how to hit the social networks. You're working with your advertisers. Man, look how relaxed your dog is.
I know. They just sleep right through it.
Every time I look up, they jump in there. Look at them.
This one's on his back. This one is actually on his back, sleeping with his paw. He looks like he's dead.
No, he's alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay. Just want to make sure. What?
All right.
Oh, my God. Eric's just stuffing his animals and putting behind him on the podcast. No, keep up the great work, man.
Likewise.
Have a great weekend, and we'll hook up soon, okay?
All right. Check him out, hugeshow.net, 96.1 in West Michigan, because a large number of my audience listens in West Michigan. So check out Bill today. He's going to start at 3 p.m. And then, it's always a good time. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, and hugeshow.net if you want to find the station close to them or the iHeart app. Just search The Huge Show anywhere in America. All right, bud?
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, back at you.
All right, go Lions.